Good morning, everybody. Glad to be with you this Saturday, March 15th, actually March 16th, 2024. You know, it's been quite a year, and it's only been not only, you know, 3 months, 3.5 months. My name is Ed Samuel. I'm a career coach with a firm called Sam Inova, and this is the Optimize Your Career program. For those tuning in for the first time, we are on at 8 a.m. Eastern time every Saturday morning for 30 minutes to give you career advice, tips, ideas, answer questions, just about every facet to help you or someone you know optimize their career. Our firm is based in Kennett Square, PA, which is about an hour west of Philadelphia, but we serve clients across the U.S. We help those who are working, who are in job transition, who want to advance their career in some way. You know, we've coached well over 900 people to date. We've written and revamped well over 2,000 resumes. And ending 2023, we have conducted more than 1,000 career assessments and consultations to help people determine the best next step in their lives and career. You know, our aim is always to help people get to that better place, whether it's more money, more happiness, a better alignment to values, maybe shift to completely something completely new. Maybe it's also to bring in a secondary form of income. So one of the best things I love to do is to help people get out of horrible, toxic environments that so many, you know, tell me that they were trapped in at the time. So we, again, continue to be very busy helping people across the U.S. And yes, every once in a while, we do bring clients on from outside the U.S. who want to get to the U.S. to work. You know, the last 4 or 5 weeks has just been amazing. Almost a client of ours has landed a job almost consecutively for the last 5 weeks. And it's just amazing when that happens. But some of these clients started with us 9 months ago, 6 months ago, 4 months ago, 3 months ago, even 2 months ago. Here's some examples. You know, franchise owner in the food industry had 3 different locations, decided to sell them, took a deep breath and said, you know, I don't want to go into the franchise arena again, especially as it relates to food. So what we did is we did one of our consultations and assessments and consultations, and we kind of landed, you know, we explored. But the bottom line is he landed as the general manager. He had 2 job offers in hand, and we're really happy for him because he decided the one and he's off and running. You know, former CEO of a pharmaceutical firm hired us, I guess, 6-7 months ago. Amazing client. And I, you know, and he has done at a C level as a CEO, he did every single thing I asked him to do, and it paid off. Not only did he ultimately land a job, he landed a job because of the hidden job market, something we specialize in, and big, big role. And he'll be rolling out a major operation in the U.S. So more to come, but he's ready to go public. But Rita, you're just an amazing story. Another situation, another landing was an administrative assistant who wanted to pivot his career after 5 years out of college from an administrative assistant role to the world of IT, specifically data analytics, coding. Well, we worked really, really hard at it. So I could tell you the good Lord had his hands all over this, like they do for so many of my clients over the years. Not only did he end up landing, pivoting, he went to a large global firm. He landed in IT. It was one of the quickest interviews and decisions I had ever seen in the last 10 years. And his salary increased by 50%. Unbelievable. He couldn't be more happier. And I could go on, but I want to get to the topic at hand. You know, one of the things that happens during a job search is, you know, whether you're working and you're pursuing a new opportunity, or if you're in job transition and you finally get the phone call, you applied for jobs, you use your network, and now this recruiter is going to call you to screen you. And, you know, then you get on the call. Most of them are Zoom calls, and you know, you're getting ready, that, you know, and your goal is to really to answer their questions. And quite honestly, you have to make an argument why you're fit for a role. and give them reasons to advance you. And these screenings, these initial interviews by recruiters, and for those who don't know, I was one of those recruiters. I know all about how this works. Full purpose of these interviews is to say, do you have what it takes to advance your resume, to advance your case to the hiring manager, to the hiring team, to the decision makers? And then the process continues. Now, one of the reasons, you know, I did this talk, not just on the radio today, but I actually put together an hour and 15-minute talk in great detail around all the questions you could ask. But one of the reasons is, you know, in addition to what I just mentioned in terms of having a good showing, making a good argument, you know, but I also want to see people manage the time well in an interview so you can ask questions. And sometimes if you go back and forth, and you're not managing any of the time, hey, thanks so much, Joe. Thanks so much, Sue. It's been great. Well, you know, we'll get back to you. And you had no time to ask any questions simply because you took too long in giving answers. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, man, I got to get back to work. And whatever they want, I'll answer. And I'm not going to say too much of anything. And it's almost like the recruiters have the upper hand completely. And I'm here to tell you, use things that you could do, questions that you could still ask, so they don't have that upper hand. Now, maybe you're not going to level the playing field, but maybe you could level it a little bit, 5%, 10%, 20%. But I also want you to gauge your confidence in this job and all the effort that you're going to put into pursuing it based on how these questions are either answered or not answered. So that's kind of a framework on why I'm having this discussion. Now, just remember, there's two types of recruiters out there. Internal recruiters. These are the recruiters that companies hire internally to recruit for positions they have open, right? Those are internal recruiters. And then outside of that, there's what you call third-party recruiters, right? A company, organization hires them to go find you. They get paid a fee for finding you. And those types of recruiters can also call you up, and they're going to want to screen you, just like internal recruiters. And those third-party recruiters could be consulting recruiters, contingency recruiters, or retained recruiters. Now, before we get into some of the questions you could ask, everybody's, you know, on, you know, at a different point in the job search at any moment. Some of you listening are unemployed and you've been out a long time. You need a job as soon as possible. And I don't want to ask any questions because I don't want to rock any boats. I just need a job, even if it's the outcome may not be so good, just to get me back to work. Now, there are some of you that are unemployed. But maybe you just got laid off and you have a severance for a year, 6 months. You don't have a gun to your head that you have to get the back to work at all costs. You have a little bit more flexibility to push and probe in terms of questions, right? Now, let's say you're employed, but you're looking. And you have some urgency, but you're looking. You're employed. You could ask even tougher questions. But let's say you're employed and a recruiter finds you. An internal recruiter finds you and they're pushing you to, hey, really want to talk to you about this opportunity. And then you finally give in, hey, this sounds like a really great opportunity. And you have that initial interview. Well, when you're in that role, right, that's traditionally called you're a passive candidate. You like where you are, but somebody's going to try to pull you away, right? That's like, kind of like the traditional headhunters getting, accused of, you know, including me when I was a headhunter. If you're in that category, you get to ask the toughest questions because you kind of, they want you, then they have to work really, really hard to get you based on the questions that you want answered. So again, depending on where you're at, these questions make a lot of sense to ask. And maybe not so much all of them, but some of them. Now, on LinkedIn most recently, this past week, I put out a poll, and I put out quite a few polls to date. I can tell you this particular poll got more impressions than most of my polls in the last 6 months. Now, that means that when I asked that question on the poll, people decided not to go answer it, and some people won't because that's just who they are. But because I got so many impressions, I know I hit a spot that is itching people pretty darn hard. And as a, you know, then yesterday, 131 votes, which is fairly high. And here's the question I asked. I said, if you're getting screened or interviewed by a recruiter, search consultant, do you hold back the questions you really want to ask? So here's how it's scored. 16%, no, I hold back. I'm just trying to get through this interview, right? I might ask a couple, but I really hold back. Now, I then asked, how many of you ask a few questions? Really a few questions. 56%, a little more than half, said, you know, I'm going to ask a few questions. And then I asked, how many are you going to ask really hard questions? Like only 25%. And I had another, right, for 3%. But generally speaking, you know, some of you will ask a few questions, 25% hard questions. So I thought it was just interesting how it played out. But I know it hit a nerve simply because of how many people looked at that poll. So let's get into some of the questions. And I'm not going to put them into like a precise order, but we'll go through a few of these now. So here's a question, you know, what's your targeted salary for this position? You know, I'm a big fan of asking that question at any initial recruiting screening. Don't ask it up front, ask it towards the end, but ask it. And if they don't know it, they want to tell you, that's a problem all in itself in terms of you feel good or bad about a role. I'm not a fan of giving a range. Hey, you know, I'm looking between 100 and 150. Look between 50 and 80. Not a fan. They've seen too many times a job offer come in at the low end. What are you going to negotiate? Nothing to negotiate because you've already told them what the range is. Be very careful. And I know there are other career coaches out there that disagree with that. No, I know that. Some are really good friends of mine. And we laugh about it at times, but I'm not laughing about it now. When I'm telling you, ask the question and don't give a range. So here's a question. Why is the position open? How long has it been open? Ask the question. Hey, this is a new role. Hey, it's a replacement role. You need to know that. Because if it's a new role, you might have more room to maneuver. Replacement role, there might be a track record of what success looks like. Or people were fired because they were not doing one or two things the company demanded in this role. Right? You're going to get data. You could ask, what's the name and title of the hiring manager? I promise you, I won't call them. Well, send them a LinkedIn note. Who are we talking about? So many recruiters, you know, not going to tell you. You know, we're not dealing in nuclear warfare here. I mean, my gosh, it's not a big deal. But promise them you won't pursue them as long as you're in their process. If you have the name of the hiring manager, they could do a little bit more research, right? Ask them about their hiring process. Who's involved? How long will it take? What steps are involved? The really good firms can tell you that. The ones that don't say anything in the interview ends, you're just left in the dark. You have no idea what's going to happen. So big companies, I won't mention their names, they pride themselves for taking 2 months to hire anybody. It's insanity, these companies that do this. When I was leading the bulk of the recruiting for a multi-billion-dollar firm, I promise you, that never happens. If there was a role open, that means the company was losing money by the hour. So these companies who take forever to fill a position, I don't understand it. You could ask the question, why would one want to work for your firm? You know, and you could say, yeah, I'm looking at three firms. You're one of them. You don't have to give up. You don't have to tell them, you're really hurting. You don't have to say any of that. But, you know, why would somebody want to work for your firm? If you can't give it an answer, that's what you got, right? Here's one you could ask. Hey, what are the two best leadership qualities of the hiring manager we're talking about? Now, if that recruiter can't answer that question, you're in danger territory. Maybe this recruiter never even worked with this hiring manager. They just got the position sent to them. The most fundamental thing a good recruiter will always do is get a request to fill a position and then talk to that hiring manager and press them pretty darn hard. So we're not wasting candidates' time. If you want 5 years of industry experience and you will take absolutely zero exception, tell me now. Don't tell me after I've sent you 15 candidates. But see, the poor recruiters won't do that. They'll just kind of take the job and start working it. But you could ask. You can even ask, have you ever placed employees, filled positions for this particular hiring manager? And if they say no, that doesn't mean you don't want to work with them. If they say no, all that means to you, you might be a little bit of danger territory in terms of your confidence level of moving things forward because the recruiter may not have their act together. That, you know, when I was I was asked a question by Fox Business early last year. Yeah, Fox Business News asked the question, Ed, what's one of the best questions you could ask your clients to ask a hiring manager, let alone a recruiter? And I said, Nick, here's one. I was fortunate enough to land this role based on everything you're describing to me. What's going to be the first biggest one or two challenges I'm going to be faced with in the first 90 days, 6 months? What are those two areas? And if a recruiter doesn't know that, again, some won't, some will. And the ones that do, you're in better, your confidence level should be much higher. Now, here's one that some of you might cringe on. And it's a question that's rarely asked, but I say start asking it. And the reason I want you to start asking it is because we are in an at-will hiring process in the United States, meaning you get a job offer, and at the very end, we can fire you at will. Start today, 3 months from now, we're going to let you go. We don't have to give you a reason. Goodbye. Then we just restructure. Goodbye. At will, right? So a lot harder when I was working on the Netherlands, I promise you that. But, you know, this notion that companies can hire you to lay you off anytime they want, because they make, you know, stupid decisions. Ask this question to the recruiter. So, Jim, so when was the last downsizing at your firm and why? Ask them. Now, if they don't know, that's a problem. But if they give you a good answer and they're able to give it, you know, and explain what was happening, why, now you have more real life, real, you know, real data to say, well, where's this in the risk scale? Vital all in for this firm, for this role. So those, you know, I'll give you just a few more. Another question, hey, and this is another one where I've seen so many of my clients burnt in the last 14 years. And maybe they all should have asked this question. Are internal candidates part of this hiring process? Jim, Sue, it's a straight up question. And that's either a yes or a no. And you're hoping that the recruiter, right, whether it be a third party recruiter, internal, they actually give you an honest answer. Yes, we are including internal candidates. But as soon as they say that, I want your confidence level pursuing this role to go from 100% to 50%, maybe 49% at max. Don't go all in emotionally into a role when internal candidates are part of the process. I have seen dozens and dozens and dozens of jobs right to the very end, verbal job offers extended and then nullified because the company decided to bring in an internal candidate at the last minute. I could give an entire Saturday morning talk on that topic alone. Let me just pick a few more. I know I'm going to be running out of time here. Hey, here's a question. So has the hiring manager actually interviewed some candidates up to this point? Yeah, and they've interviewed, you know, probably, you know, 6 or 7 people. If they were all rejected, what was the one or two things that hiring manager was looking for that those 6 candidates did not have? Well, they were looking for this and this. Now, and you can say, well, I'm glad to hear that. If you know what, I have both those things. So you have an opportunity to flip that question right back out of doubt. If you don't have those things, well, if that's what they're really looking for, I might as well bow out of the process then. That'll happen. Don't go down the path. They're just going to, you know, take your energy and hope and focus down to a dead end. You know it's a dead end early on. Get out. Because always ask the question, well, in this particular role, I know requisitions can get posted, but is this role a hybrid role? Is this on-site? And by the way, if it is on-site, if it is hybrid, I mean, what's the potential that this could become fully remote, partially remote? Especially if that's in your value chain right now, especially if that's really important to you, ask the question. I'm going to end on this one in terms of questions. So I have so many more. So everything's lined up. This is feeling really good. But can you give me, just give me one reason you decided to join this firm, you personally, and stay here, right? That could be a question you could ask. So remember these questions, it depends where you are in that in the job search, unemployed, employed. But, you know, as you think about these questions that I'm tossing to you today, you don't have to do all of them, but you might want to do a few of them. Pick and choose the ones that mean most to you. Manage the time. Don't let an interview end and not ask any of these questions. It's not an all or nothing affair. Keep that in mind. And Sometimes, well, I have a few more questions. Good recruiters like myself, I actually extended these interviews 5-10 minutes. I tried to answer them all. Great recruiters will take the time to answer them all. Really poor ones will shut you off. They're out of time. Got to move on. Yeah, let's see what happens. And if things progress, I'll certainly happy to answer your questions. You'll get that. Here's the other thing. If you don't ask all these questions now, or maybe the recruiter, you know, answers one of them, if you get to the hiring manager, guess what? You get the answer all over again, especially if they love you and they want to hire you, you get to ask every bloody one of them. I've had many of my clients say, you know what? Thanks for the job offer, but I got a few more questions. I want to talk to Joe again. That's right. And there should be no excuse under the sun when you're talking to a third-party recruiter not being able to answer just about every one of these questions. But remember, you know, everything we're talking about, it is a finesse exercise. It requires tact, respect, sincerity. Don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder because they'll sense the tone of your voice. You'll be thoughtful about it. So hopefully you got a few nuggets out of this. You know, we're just about out of time. So for those new to the program, I did publish my first book called Optimize Your Resume, Do's and Don'ts, the Sam Nova Way. Come to our website. Again, our website is Sam, S-A-M, Nova, like the star, N-O-V-A, I-N-C.com, Sam Nova, I-N-C.com. You click on Resume Services, and you'll see the drop-down for the book, or you can order it on Amazon. We just got a LinkedIn recommendation 10 days ago. It's posted from someone, and all we did was her resume, and she landed a job, and she sent us an amazing thank you note. Good. Many times what was happening to her, companies went and twisted and turned. Her titles, her roles, they pushed her into things she didn't want to go into. But when you peeled everything back, and this took 5 hours, when you peeled everything back, we laid it out in terms of what the industry should know her for, not what an internal company titles you. Now, when she did that, everything changed. And she was back working after being out of work for quite some time. And she did it by applying for a job using that resume. You know, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm on a LinkedIn audio live program focusing on career, faith, and purpose. Was my co-moderator, Charlotte Taylor, who's also a career coach based in Florida and resume writer. If you connect with me on LinkedIn, you'll see my posts about it. You can register every week, every Monday. We're running this program, and it's about, you know, bringing. You know, all the things we're talking about to optimize one's career, actions, strategies, ways to do it, but we're trying to do it in a biblical worldview. It's 45 minutes. It's fast-paced. On any given week, we have 145 people interested in the LinkedIn Live. So please join us. Love to have you. If you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, please do so. Within the last week, I did surpass the 27,000 direct connection mark on LinkedIn. I'm right after the LinkedIn target of 30,000 connections. So please join me on the next Optimize Your Career program on Saturday, March 23rd at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Let me talk to you about something we put together a few years back, and it's something available on our website. It's our job search assessment, and you could take it for free. It's going to give you a score. Well, I talked a little bit about that assessment and why the questions we ask you are so darn important. And maybe when you get done listening, you'll jump to our website and you'll actually take the assessment. If you score low, I promise you, you'll need somebody like our firm helping you. If you scored really high, you might need an area, not in a specific place, and that could be causing you, maybe some hardship. So that will be our topic. So this is Ed Samuel, career coach with Sam Nova. You know, if you'd like to reach us, go to our website and you'll see, ways to book time with me. But you can call our main number. It's 610-274-8214. Again, 610-274-8214. Savannah most likely will answer the phone, and then she'll kind of direct traffic. So make it a great Saturday, and wishing you and yours a great upcoming week in Easter. God bless.